Quotico vobis in tenebris, dicit in lumine erit Dominus, et quod in aure auditis, predicat super te.
January 30, 2020, Mark 4, 21-25. He also said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under a tube or under the bed? Surely to be put on the lampstand. For there is nothing hidden, but it must be disclosed, nothing kept secret except to be brought to light. Anyone who has ears for listening should listen." He also said to them, "Take notice of what you are hearing. The standard you use will be used for you, and you will receive more besides. Anyone who has will be given more. Anyone who has not will be deprived even of what he has." What Jesus wants to tell us is clear. Faith in God is not a private matter, not an esoteric matter, that should not be made public. When Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world," and he is, then this light should shine before all people. When we ourselves live in this light, then the light of the world is testified that God has come to call man into his kingdom. As Christians, we must not allow ourselves to be intimidated when our environment wants to know less and less about God or even behaves hostilely. Often persecutions are preceded by the desire to push the Christian message into the private sphere before persecuting the faith and the believers. Here it is important to deal wisely with the entrusted message and never to forget that we must also confess Jesus before men, so that Christ also confesses himself to us before the angels. This also applies to Christian values, such as purity, the holy worth of the marriage, the protection of life from beginning to end, and much more. How then is faith to be accepted by people if it is not proclaimed to them? Who will tell our children about the overwhelming love of our Heavenly Father? Who gives comfort to those who mourn? Who satisfies the hunger of those who seek the truth? Let the light be put on the lampstand. This is what Jesus presents us today. Let us not be afraid to bear witness to him. So let us listen well to what the Word of God wants to tell us today and try to integrate it into our concrete life. In this way, the other word that Jesus gives us in this context is also realized. The standard you use will be used for you, and you will receive more besides. Jesus wants to make it clear to us that if we give ourselves completely to God, and in God to man, we will be given more and more by him. We can easily translate this into the terms light and love. The more we receive the light of the Lord, the more the light of God will grow in us. If, on the other hand, we care little about God, we will receive little. If we give little to people, we will receive little. It becomes even clearer when we think about love. If we receive the love of God and continue to give it, love will grow. God gives us infinitely much. He gives his love to the extent that we can receive it. If our heart expands in this love, then it will also become even larger, ever more receptive, ever more permitted by this love. It is the same when we give this love to others. It does not become less, but more and more. But if we keep it for ourselves, then we are in danger of losing this love, because our heart becomes cold, is limited only to itself. But with this, the essence of love and light is not recognized, because both make everything bright and warm. Jesus therefore clearly invites us today to let the good of faith entrusted to us become fruitful. Everyone can easily check what this means for his life. In relation to God, we can love without limits. We can truly seek Him and remain without any reservation. In God, we can love people very deeply and in God's way. But we can only give ourselves to them to the extent that it corresponds to loving a creature, a brother and sister, and not to the same extent as we can give ourselves to God. But what do we do when our heart is still cold? When we are lazy for the good? When we actually want to love, but simply do not put things into practice, and then are disappointed in ourselves and become discouraged? Then we simply start from the point where we are standing, make a declaration of love to God in all weakness and limitation, and give our neighbor, even if only a small step is possible, a gesture of love. God knows us well and appreciates it when we reach out to Him. We are not perfect. Let us ask the Lord to warm our cold heart, to overcome our laziness. Let us lament before Him that we would like to love more than we do, that we would like to be a greater light than we are, and beg Him to help us. God then looks at our intention and will not evade such requests that we make to Him in our weakness. So let us listen well today, as Jesus advises us, and continue on our way to serve the light of the world and become light in it.
Today's communion verse says, "What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops."
Mirabilis Deus in sanctis suis, Deus Israel ipset habit virtutem et fortitudinem plebis suae.
Quotico vobis in tenebris, dicit in lumine, dicit Dominus, et quod in aure.